IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, whereby we try to criticize movies with especially religious themes. One of those movies was called Pray for the Devil, produced in 2022, directed by Daniela Stamm, that we started criticizing from the last episode onward. Of course, there were many questions that were left, so inshallah we'll pick up in this particular episode. But for that, I invited two of my friends and guest speakers as always, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum, and thank you very much for coming to the studio.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Again, always a pleasure to be with you.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, thank you very much for joining us.
Wa alaikum assalam, bro. It's always my pleasure being here.
The pleasure is ours to have you back, both of you back in the studio. For criticizing this movie, let's take a short break by listening to a part of the movie Pray for the Devil, produced in 2022, directed by Daniel Stamm, and then we'll be back with this criticism. Don't go away.
Кажи, Исус, нашият Бог ти заповядва да напуснеш това дете!
Гласът ми заповядва да остана!
Че гласът?
Гласът ми заповядва да остана!
Какъв е този глас, кажи ли?
Как ще чуеш ревът, младче?
Elena had entered the terminal stage of possession here. She would tear her own clothes, lick her own urine, eat coal. In the terminal stage, the possessed reaches the extremity of physical and spiritual corruption. Deliverance is still possible, but death is imminent.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio. We are still criticizing the movie Pray for the Devil, produced in 2022, directed by Daniel Stamm. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, as always. Brother Yasser, the pastor or slash teacher in that special exorcism school is demonstrating a movie of a possessed woman in the allegedly final stage of possession. He says to his students that in this stage, death is imminent, although deliverance is still possible. The question is, can jinns hurt, or even worse, kill their victims, rather humans?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. They could, as the definition that I choose to use for possession, it is possible that it comes to a state where a human being could take their own life because of the sounds that are coming in their head.
Because of the strong voices. Temptation
because
and the voice that you call.
Coming because of the voice and the ability just to kind of get rid of it. It is possible. Or, for example, one of the things that happens, and obviously this is something that I've seen and I've noticed it, is that one of the things that we have to understand is that when this actually happens, is that obviously there is a kind of... So there's two types of jinns. Obviously, they're talking about evil jinns. There are those that are truly evil, that they have a dark, nefarious... You know, they just want to do something bad. And you have those who are playing around.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing around. They know that because they have access to certain things that a human being on this material level doesn't have access to, they can play around with it.
Right.
And they can do certain things. But those who are truly evil, you know, nefarious and so on, again, having the same type of, again, knowledge in inverted commas, they are able to manipulate a human being to such a way that taking someone else's life in their own becomes easy. Because there is such trust in the voice in the head. There's so much trust in it. For example, right? How do you earn someone's trust? Slowly, slowly, you do certain things. You say, okay, do this,
you
this
need to
will
be
happen.
Kind, you need to do good things.
Exactly. So you
person,
kind of
so
bring person
trust,
towards you. So what normally will happen is that a person will say, okay, I want this, I want that. The voice in the head or whatever this was, or these hallucinations, it may even come as a person in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
Yes.
Right? It may come, the jinn may come in front of you. And,
sure.
And the phone. So do this, do that, you will attain this. Person goes, does this, he attains what he wants. Two times, three times. It goes over a period of years. Like you see in a movie, it is not something immediate.
Mm-hmm.
It's something very gradual. It takes place over time. Where complete trust of this particular being is earned. So this human, if you want to put it, is trust in this voice or this person or whatever he sees is earned.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it comes to such a stage where it is possible that whatever this thing tells you to do, you will do, including taking your own life, including take the life of others. It becomes easy. It becomes some. Why? Because whatever this thing has said has always been good.
Mm-hmm.
Why now? Of all this period of time, why now doubt it?
Mm-hmm.
Why all of a sudden should I? Even, you know, bat an eye to what this thing is saying or telling me.
Right. Thank you very much, Brother Yasser. Let's take a short break by listening to a part of the movie Pray for the Devil, produced in 2022 and directed by Daniel Stamm. And then we'll be back with his criticism. Don't go away.
Demons are Lucifer's foot soldiers. They know no fatigue, no fear, no doubt. When you enter the room of the possessed, you are walking onto a battlefield. The devil will try to distract you. So doubt in God's word. Always remember, the word of God is your most powerful weapon.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mahajat, hosting this program, and Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie Pray for the Devil, produced in 2022 and directed by Daniel Stamm. Sayyid Abdullah, the teacher in the movie, the pastor, is describing demons as Lucifer's foot soldiers. Lucifer with a capital L, of course. They know no fatigue. This is his description. They know no fatigue, no fear, no doubt. It's a battlefield you're walking into, right? Where they try to sow doubt in God's words. He says, remember that the word of God is your most powerful weapon. What are the traits of demons / jinns, Sayyid Abdullah? In Islam, we believe not all jinns are bad or evil, right?
Yeah. So I don't know, like, when you say, what are the traits, what are we looking at? If you look at the classification of jinn, it clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, when he talks about Surah Al-Jinn, he says, إِمِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا الطَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ أَوْ دُونِ ذَلِكَ. Among the jinn, you have the Muslims and you have non-Muslims. You have
believers, non-believers.
Believers, non-believers. And then you have, like, your peaceful jinn, like, they don't have to be believers, and then you have non-peaceful jinn. So they are in a world of their own. Like, they have their own world. They have their own, wherever their dimension or realm or whatever they might exist, or they can be existing with us, Allahu A'lam. The only thing we know that the Quran says, إِنَّهُمْ هُمْ هُوَّ قَبِيلَهُ يَرَوْنَكُمْ مِنْ حَيْثَ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ. If I did not mispronounce the ayah correctly, it says, Shaitan and his people, they can see you, but you cannot see them. So they have their own existence, they have their own features, and they are just like us. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. So they would come with the human being, they mingle around us in their own, whatever they do. And then as one day they were walking past, they heard the Prophet in the Quran, and like, what is this? They came, they listened, they've learned, they became Muslims, submitted, went back to their qawm, and they started preaching Islam to them as well. And then you have some Muslims and as well. And apparently, even the sectarian, apparently that also happened down there as well, based on some narrations that we have. So they have their own. So obviously, as a mu'min, they would need to have the mu'min traits, which is iman and belief and taqwa and ihsan and sidq and whatever, right? And
but we also see in the Quran adawu mubin, like he's
shaytan
like,
himself. See, if you're talking about the shaytan,
Lucifer,
Lucifer himself, and mind you, I don't know if you've noticed in the last 10 years or so, mm-hmm. Hollywood has been paying great attention to try to clean the picture of Lucifer, trying to make him look really nice. They even made the Netflix series Lucifer, and they made him like he's a good doer. People actually trying to say, oh, Lucifer is a good guy actually. Mm-hmm. Why? You know, the fallen angel wasn't his fault; it was God's fault. God was a bully, and the guy had no choice, and God sent him to hell to become the. So they trying to make him look good. So Lucifer himself, or as we call him, Azazil in the Islamic traditions, the fallen angel, he wasn't an angel, Allah says kind of a jinn, he's among the jinn. So him himself, he's a leader. So they all jinn, it's just one, they are one species. The species called jinn, and he's the head of them. And they are all under his control. But obviously, the bad ones are under his control, the good ones are not. So he has his own army, and he commands his army to do his bidding for him. Mm-hmm. So whether to manipulate the minds of people, whether to whisper in their heads, whether to tempt him, or what have you, that's all done by him.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Let's take a short break by listening to a part of the movie Pray for the Devil, directed by Daniel Stamm. Then we'll be back with his criticism. Don't go away.
I'd like to teach you. Your Eminence.
That's against all precedent, all doctrine.
Nothing formal. Just enough to protect herself and others. I'm not sure the exact nature of it, but this relationship she had, it's personal.
Father, we all have a personal relationship with God.
Not with God, sister. With the devil.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Mahajad, hosting this program. And we are still criticizing the movie Pray for the Devil, produced in 2022, directed by Daniel Stamm with Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser. Brother Yasser, after a familiar demon goes after Sister Anne, nearly in the middle of the movie, the abbess in charge of the covenant and nuns claims we have a personal relationship with God. But the pastor, or the teacher, rather in the school, says, no, not with God, but with the devil. What does that mean? What does he mean? We have a personal relationship with the devil, not with God. Isn't it expected of people of religion, nuns or clergies included, to have a relationship with God, not the devil?
I think in that particular part, this was on a personal level to that particular sister, Anne. Also, one thing I just want to point out about the movie is that it is a movie also from the 21st century that's pointing a very feminist type of move. Mm-hmm. So as you can see from the movie that nuns were not allowed to do this and so on and so forth, and then they're pushing this type of idea. So there's something also to keep in mind in this feminist ideals that are being pushed into all our faces during these days and ages. So here, for example, you know, yes, obviously everybody has a relationship with God, whether they like it or not. And everybody has a relationship with the devil as well, whether they like it or not. Mm-hmm. And this relationship is what? Is that you're either the enemy of the devil or you're a friend of the devil, just like you're the enemy of God. Again, very, very basic. Obviously, that itself is based on a scale, right? Mm-hmm. So for example, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of the relationship with God, on the love side or on the obedience side, are the absolute peak and maximum. Whereas towards the hatred and towards the enmity and the disgust and the kind of distance they have that relates from the devil is also to the absolute maximum. Mm-hmm. Whereas, for example, myself, I'm somewhere in the middle somewhere, right? But I can go towards the ideal, again, the word ideal here, the ideal being the Anbiya, the Awliya, and the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, where absolute obedience and love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on one hand, and that absolute enmity, disgust, and distance from the devil and from his kind of what he wants to show me on the other side.
Mm, thank you very much, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program, Viewpoint, the Movie Critique program on IRIB English Radio. in which we try to criticize the movie Pray for the Devil, produced in 2022 and directed by Daniel Stamm. Of course, we haven't come to the end of its criticism or critique, so we promise you actually we'll pick up where we left off and continue the criticism of this movie later on, inshallah, in the upcoming episode. Thank you very much for listening to us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Your mother has a pretty voice.
Be careful. Once you, the devil knows you.